glad you're here and to join me here today. My next guest, Terry Sawchuk, the founder of Sawchuk Wealth, a guy that keeps his eye on all sorts of different things, and we've got a lot to cover here today. Terry, good to have you. Glad you're stopping in again.
Good morning, Steve. Always good to see you, buddy.
Always good to see you, my friend. So I just spent time talking about the war on everything, basically your gas stove, your washer and dryer, the war on the things that you say, the war on the things that you think, the war on our sovereignty with an open border. And all of this is going on. All of a sudden, I see a real war being put together as we send battle tanks. We, the United States, send battle tanks to Ukraine. If that's not a declaration of war from the United States against Russia, I don't know what would be. I think it's foolhardy and foolish. What do you think?
A couple things, Steve. Like, we know that, well, maybe we don't know, but we can surmise that the United States wanted this war and wants to continue to escalate it because it's good for business. You know, it's my opinion that the uniparty system is profiting greatly from all the money that they're sending to Ukraine. Now, having said that, I don't think tanks are the big issue. I think airplanes would be the big issue. I think the tanks don't represent that much of a threat, but airplanes do. And so if we get to that threshold, then, you know, we're probably going to the next level.
You know, I feel like we're already at the next level because a lot of what gets fought is, in that frontier, on that border, the Russians came in with a lot of tanks. They had a lot of problems with them. So if we put in Abrams battle tanks along with tanks from Poland and Germany, it's a declaration. It's an escalation for a country with which we have no treaties to defend them, for which we shouldn't have this kind of relationship today. They're not a member of NATO. To me, it's a distraction from all the other garbage they're pulling. You know, you got all these other things going on to distract you from the fact that we're playing with a possible real war in Europe. And I think it's no place we need to be. Europe should be, first of all, we shouldn't be footing the bill. Why is America on the hook now for $100 billion, Terry?
It's simple. We're not on the hook. It's voluntary. They're doing this because it's a grift.
When I say we, I mean they're, you and I me, mean, the American taxpayer, but continue
well,
on.
Well, yeah, no, you're right. Our government is doing this because it's a giant grift, right? I mean, we talked about this. The whole Trump impeachment started with a phone call to Zelensky. Vladimir Putin, nobody knows this because nobody reads anymore, in a speech called out the fact, and, you know, they always say truth is the first casualty of war. But in his speech, he said there is bioweapons research taking place in Ukraine, inferring that it was the United States that was behind it. It's not rocket science. Ukraine has been our little, you know, proving ground for corruption, money laundering, you know, bioweapons manufacturing, all this stuff. Now, you can call us a conspiracy theorist, but that the conspiracy theorists are undefeated at this point, aren't they, Steve?
Absolutely true. Everything for you go and look at the last 5 or 8 years of newspaper reports and online reports, everything always leads back to Ukraine. Hunter Biden's laptop, back to Ukraine. The Burisma corruption scandal, back to Ukraine. Joe Biden threatening not to give $1 billion to the country if they don't fire the prosecutor investigating Burisma. Everything goes to Ukraine. Hillary Clinton and the Russian dossier ran through Ukraine. Everything, all bad roads end up in Ukraine. And I don't think we should be there at all. I think it's a bad omen. I think it's bad form. I think it's a dangerous place to be. I give you the last word on that topic, and then we'll pick a new one.
Look, Steve, if you look at the formula, okay, the formula is to perform an operation on the public by controlling the narrative. They started with Trump. They got rid of him, right? Then it was COVID. You couldn't say anything negative about COVID. You couldn't bring up an alternative position. If you did, you got banned from social media. They didn't talk about it on the media. And now it's Ukraine. You can't say anything about why we shouldn't be in Ukraine or ask any questions about it. So it's pretty clear that the media is definitely, or not the media, but the social media, the apparatus, right, is censoring everything because they want you to kind of think a certain way so they can continue to do all these other nefarious things.
I agree with you, Terry. It's the corporate media molding the way they want you to think, the way they want you to look at a set of facts, and whether they're facts or not is up for debate as well. All right. We're going to shift gears. Speaking of facts, all right, we're what, 2.5 years into this pandemic, 3 years into this pandemic, I guess, or close. And Pfizer made billions of dollars, so did Moderna. And I saw Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, questioned on the streets of Davos, Switzerland last week. When did you know that the vaccine did not prevent spread? When did you know the vaccine really did nothing at all? He refused to answer anything. But it's true. He had to have known at some point, Pfizer had to know early on, that that vaccine did not stop the spread of the virus, did not stop people from getting sick from the virus, did not stop anything. The only thing it did is line their pockets with billions of dollars. And Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, had to have known it. My guess, your thoughts.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, the latest Project Veritas video shows one of their employees talking about how they're actually experimenting with creating different mutations and letting them go so that they could create more vaccines. I mean, that was one aspect. The other aspect that they talked about was how in the process of gaining regulatory approval, they've got cozy relationships with the regulators. And when these guys retire from public service, they go work for Pfizer. And they talk about that in their business, in the military business, in the defense business. So, I mean, there's regulatory capture there. The bottom line is they knew about it. And he actually even talked about gain-of-function research and how it basically couldn't have been anything else. This is one of their employees talking about this.
Well, certainly. And that is what we have said on this program from day one. This virus originated in Wuhan somewhere. Was it released intentionally? That I don't know. But did it get out the door from the Wuhan Institute of Virology? Absolutely. Did it end up over at that wet market where they eat very strange things? Possibly. Somebody could have had it contaminated on a piece of clothing or whatever. They end up at that market that's a few blocks away from the institute, and boom, there it goes. The Chinese downplayed it, said it was no big deal. Then they said it was a big deal. It's been a lot of head fakes and a lot of psyops from a lot of different directions. And Project Veritas has got more information about Pfizer. So where does it go from here? I'm not sure, Terry, but I hope we learned our lesson. Because what we learned yesterday is the United States has 300,000 excess deaths in the same time frame from 2020 till today that have nothing to do with COVID, but have to do with people not getting cancer screenings, not getting treatment for common disease, not taking care of themselves. 300,000 deaths. Let that sink in, huh?
I mean, it's pretty clear, Steve, that the combination of big corporations, big media, big social media, okay, government, they view people as cattle. They were willing to do things that they knew would cause great harm, a lot of death, and they did it anyway. They did it for profit. They did it for control. And so if that doesn't scare you or scare your audience, I don't know what will.
Yeah.
And it's time. Look, Twitter employed more than 25 former Intel PSYOP officers.
That's right.
These are people that specialize in manipulation.
We need more time, Terry, every time. We need more because we're just, I'm ready to go into it. And I look at the clock and I say, I can't. It reminds me what you just, it reminds me of a scene from The Wall by Pink Floyd, where everybody's going down the conveyor belt and dropping into a meat grinder. That's kind of the way I feel. Terry Sawchuk, greatly appreciate it, as always.
Steve, good to see you, buddy.
All right, I'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.